someone explain to me baseball math?
Yeah.
Detroit lost to the Rockies this afternoon 4-2. That loss gives them 72 losses, the same as Boston and Seattle. So the KC wildcard number now drops to 11. We are currently up 5 games on a wildcard spot with 15 games left to play. Playoff spot looks more secure by the day. What is the percentage, Sam, you said? 90-something?
I mean, it would have to be basically a miracle in the bad way
to not make the playoffs.
Spot.
I'm trying to figure this out.
We would have to lose every single game, and
someone else would have to win every single game.
Exactly. And with their track record, unless they all of a sudden become the best team in baseball, that's not going to happen. Now, we do have a pretty tough rest of the season, but we're good.
Thank you, Sam.
Baseball is back, baby.
Okay, did you hear? I've got to talk about Travis Kelce for a minute because I'm going to cry. Did you hear that he was home watching Taylor at the VMAs last night?
Mm-hmm.
And she made the comment, basically, everything this man touches turns to fun and happiness and magic. Okay, go to Twitter, Sam. I just retweeted this. He's watching it. Look, he starts crying.
That's on his podcast.
I am going to cry. Score one for love. He picks up the hoodie of his sweatshirt hoodie and is wiping his tears with the hoodie and he's crying. Can we play it? I'm going to cry, Sam.
We cannot.
Why does he say an F word?
He does.
I love him so much. I don't even care. Can't we just play it once?
Yes, once.
We can. If you would like to not work tomorrow.
Can you paraphrase what he says?
Or the next day.
He's crying.
He cries and then says, all right,
now.
Let
me read what Taylor said first. And then you read. She said last night at the VMAs, something that I'll always remember is when I would finish a take. This is for shooting a video.
Yes.
And I'd say cut. And we'd be done with that take. I would always just hear like someone cheering from across the studio where we were shooting it. And that one person was my boyfriend, Travis. Everything this man touches turns to happiness and fun and magic. That sounds kind of dirty. So I want to thank him for adding that to our shoot because I'll always remember that. Sam, you're now Travis Kelce.
And then he says, all right now.
He said,
he
all right
cries.
Now. And then drop the F-bomb very aggressively.
Well, we can listen to the first part.
No.
He's crying.
I don't want to walk up to the line like that. I'm good.
I love him so much. We are so lucky in this town. And then there's something else that we'll probably play later because we've got to check it for audio too, that someone in a Bengals cap and whatever has
a hat.
No, like a fan gear or whatever you want to call it, has made a song basically begging the Chiefs to stop winning. And it says, dear Chiefs, it's me. Don't do this again. 15 with the goatee. Give someone else a chance. T. Kelce, King Swiftie, go focus on romance. And as he's singing, you're going to watch this. He starts singing about Coach Reed. All of these other fans and all of these other fan jerseys line up behind him.
Dear Chiefs, it's me. Don't do this again. 15 with the goatee. Give someone else a chance. T. Kelce, King Swiftie, go focus on romance. Coach Reed, retreat. Move that mustache to France. When Kansas City falls, we'll beat our chests like Donkey Kong. We root for different teams, but I think we can agree. Anybody but the Chiefs. Anybody but the Chiefs.
Says anybody, and all these guys behind him. There's one in a Broncos jersey, there's one in a Cowboys jersey, and they're waving their hands behind him. Anybody?
That's pretty good.
People don't like us.
Dana, I told you that after they won the most recent Super Bowl. I said, that's it. This country is going to turn on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
By the way, they sing Anybody But the Chiefs over and over and over again for 41 seconds. That's why I stopped.
Pretty long chorus there.
Same words. Anybody but the Chiefs.
All right now.
They must hate a team in America.
Fine.
Well,
if that's our cross to bear, we'll bear it.
Okay. McDonald's has decided to extend the $5 value meal into December in most U.S. markets. CNBC here. McDonald's will extend its $5 value meal into December. and looks to win back lower-income consumers. Franchisees have been voting on extending the value meal, and roughly 80% of local markets have opted to extend the deal into December. The value meal offers a McDouble or McChicken sandwich, small fries, four-piece chicken nuggets, and a small drink for $5. Okay. I don't know what I just read, but...
Oh, it sounds so good. It's so bad for you, but it's so good.
One of the things I want to get to after the 5 o'clock hour and Keen Eye by Sam over there, the city council in Kansas City, Missouri, has just approved red light cameras again. 11 years after the Missouri Supreme Court said you could not do that if you couldn't positively identify the driver with the car. They say they fixed that.
I'd love to hear how.
They say they fixed it. I thought we were past that. And also, there's a story here from Fox 4, and we'll probably get to this in just a few minutes, where senior residents at a low-income Kansas City apartment building are being kicked out. Because now, based on, for most of them, adjustments to their Social Security, they make too much money to now live in the low-income
apartments. The COLA adjustment.
Yep.
Which, by the way, does not even come anywhere near making up for the cost of inflation.
Mm-hmm. And some of these residents are in their 80s.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me so mad.
And they say they get like 90 days. And they're trying to call the owners of the apartment complex, and nobody's answering the phone to help them out.
You've either got to be super poor or super rich.
Yeah.
Anywhere in between, sorry.
Yeah. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Also, we will get to the story about red light cameras coming back to Kansas City, Missouri, right after the 5 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks.